It is time now for PMC Live. KFSK News and the Petersburg Medical Center hold a monthly show which focuses on different departments, new programs or initiatives that are happening over at the Petersburg Medical Center. And today I'm joined in the studio with people from long-term care and the activities department there, Yana Mihalik and Max Krask. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Angela.
How are you, Max?
Pretty good.
You might need to lift up that mic a little bit, but I'll turn it up so we can all hear the important things that you're going to tell us today. So for starters, tell us a little bit about the background of the department and the activities department at long-term care.
So I came on board in October 2015 as the new activities coordinator, replacing the much-loved Patty Biggers. So I've been there about 3 years, a little over 3 years, yeah. And Max, when did you start? Remind me.
I came on last year, and I had previous activities assistant work in California.
Mm-hmm. Much larger place, yeah.
Did you just move to Petersburg then for the job, or?
I moved here for the job, but I was moving back home, so this is my original.
Okay, so you're from Petersburg, and then you got this awesome job at long-term care.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so I can tell you a little bit about what we do. Every month we have a resident council meeting, which we have residents join me. I'm the note taker, and they could give feedback. We go over older calendars and decide the things that they'd like to do. And that's a way of making sure that the activity schedule reflects the interest of the group, which is ever changing.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's interesting. So how has it changed? Is it like seasonal changes or just over the years?
Depending on what the residents are interested in, we base the programming around that. So in previous years, we've had some gardeners and we've done a big garden. And then, you know, maybe the next time we meet, it's a different interest. And we just try to kind of cater to what the folks are interested in.
What's happening now? What's the interest now?
So we're really looking forward to the summer picnics.
Absolutely. Yep. We're getting ready for them.
This will be your first time doing that, Max, I think.
Yeah.
So we have a picnic every month throughout the summer, and we go to Blind Slough, Man-Made Hole. Sometimes we kind of take over the Bushman Park or the Whale Observatory. So we take everyone out in the van, and the community is invited to join us for those.
Okay, and so what months are we talking about?
So starting in May all the way through August.
Okay.
And then in September and during the winter months, the residents have a special luncheon twice a month downstairs. So it's kind of like a still getting to get out of the building and or, you know, get out of long-term care and do something special, even though the weather's not as nice.
So picnics, and it's open to the public. Mm-hmm. Anything specific that the public should know about the picnics?
We don't transport people from the community there, but we do advertise, and everybody's welcome to come and visit with the folks and enjoy the hopefully sunshine.
Is it kind of a potluck or?
Yeah. Yes.
It is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Not required to make things, but it's always welcome. Yeah.
Okay. All right. And then what else is happening at the long-term care that you can share with us?
Well, we just actually... Dennis Spurl is our resident council president, and one really interesting thing we did this past week was we have a woman working for the ombudsman in Alaska to create a resident council toolkit so that it can be used with all the different facilities in Alaska. And so Dennis and I sat down with her and told her all about the process and gave some good ideas, I think. Yeah. So hopefully that will information will be used to inform their program, and that can make resident councils more effective all over Alaska.
So kind of using Petersburg's council as a model.
Yeah.
Because it's successful.
Mm-hmm. That's correct. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So why do you think it is so successful?
Well, our current president, Dennis, is very vocal.
Yeah, he's been here a long time.
Yeah.
Family, everything.
Mm-hmm. I always make sure that we're, getting that feedback directly from him and from the residents so that we can, make sure that it's doing the things that they want to do. We could come up with a bunch of stuff, but if it doesn't reflect what their interests are, then that's not really appropriate. So, yeah, I think that's important.
Yeah, you mentioned gardening, and I'd mm-hmm. been over there. It's been a few years since I saw a bunch of gardening, but I haven't been over there to see. But there was a whole greenhouse thing going on with lots of herbs and kind of vegetables being grown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was a few folks interested in that during that time. And this year we've kind of scaled it down. Uh-huh. So, yeah.
We'd also like to start seeing some blending between Mountain View Manor and yes. long-term care. So we're going to try and stretch out and get some activities that the community can do with both so we can get them together mm-hmm. and kind of have like an adjustment where everyone can see each other and do stuff. We were thinking about puzzle swap or bringing people in down from Fort Bingo.
Mm-hmm. Okay, when you say Mountain View Manor and then long-term care, kind of what's the difference of the... These are both residences mm-hmm. in Petersburg. Mm-hmm. What's yes. the difference?
So long-term care is in Petersburg Medical Center. And Mountain View Manor is, they have
assisted living or individual. There's also just a lot of good people that are living up there that could have transitioned. You know, they may need to come down at some point for any medical issues or mm-hmm. just a way to, like, bring them together so we know what's going on before ahead of time.
Yeah. And long-term care has 24-hour staff?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So any ideas about how that could be blended?
Well, I've been in touch with their activities person up there, Anna Garcia, and we're hoping that we can coordinate and get folks together for bingo or sing-along. So we're working on hopefully getting that going. Yeah. Yeah. A little more, you know, more people, more fun, and
a beat
to liven it up a bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you still have, did you ever have pets? I thought I heard that there were some birds, maybe?
Yes, we
do. Birds at long-term care?
Mm-hmm. We have some finches, a variety of finches that we have there. And really, the awesome thing about that is we get kids coming down to look at them. And not only do the residents enjoy looking at the birds, but just having more kids anytime is really important to them to have young folks come and visit.
Yeah. Can we talk a little bit about that part of it and just kind of community volunteerism.
Ready to clip their nails. I'm all about someone coming down to help clip their nails.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What are those details? How open is long-term care for the public? Can they just stop by anytime? Yeah. Or how does that work?
I can speak to that. We always welcome people to come on by and have a cup of coffee. Coffee's always on. Have a little visit and chat. We also have a change recently to our volunteer policy. So we have a volunteer one and a volunteer two status now instead of just the official volunteer. So it's a different level of commitment based on how often you want to come. So those involve two different trainings. So if people are wanting to come really frequently, we have them do the full volunteer training and become official volunteer ones. And then for folks who are just coming up to perform or visit infrequently, then we have a couple videos for them to watch on hand washing and HIPAA just to make sure that we're all on the same page about that.
Okay.
Yes.
And when you say perform, you mean like maybe musicians that stop by and sing some songs or play some tunes?
Yeah, we have a few people from the community that come regularly. And we also have sing-along with Sarah Hofstetter on Tuesdays at 1. And people are welcome to come and join in. We sing a lot of oldies. And Johnny Cash.
So she must be a new volunteer because she's kind of new to town. I keep saying new, but the Hofstetters have been here almost a year.
Yes, yeah. It's a very welcome addition.
The wife of the CEO of PMC, mm-hmm. Sarah, a local musician now.
Yeah.
Very cool mm-hmm. that they share that. And then, so there's the tiers that you talk about, the volunteers. So that's beyond somebody who just wants to visit and say hi.
Yes, yeah.
Okay. And then the volunteer one status, people who go there regularly, that's pretty amazing. What do they do? What types of things do volunteers at long-term care do?
Oh, we always try to play to strengths and make sure people are doing things that they're interested in rather than just kind of, you know, do this or that. So there's a wide range. We have a gentleman who comes and takes care of the fish. It's always available for fish emergencies. Yep. We have had a few people interested in helping with the birds. We also have Max, you interact with the volunteers quite a bit.
Also, yeah. We have Joyce Weller come up for bingo and dice as well. She'll come up Thursday and Tuesday and sit and help, put down chips, anything that kind of like physical, if they need any like hands-on stuff, calling bingo for them, you know, anything that they kind of need help with, yeah.
And we have had folks come up and read, so that's... Yeah. Yeah, Beth Richards comes on Tuesdays and usually brings a poem or story about Alaska. We can, you know, if somebody wants to volunteer, we can sit down and kind of find out what their interests are and find out what would be a good fit for them.
Yeah, awesome. And then, so that's kind of within the actual facility, but you were talking about the picnics. Which are once a month, but then you also see the van riding around town.
Yes,
more than once a month.
Yes, two times a week.
Oh, two times a week. Okay, what? Tell us about that.
So we use the community van, and we take folks out on Wednesdays and Saturdays, and we always try to make the van rides exciting because you know there's only so much road in Petersburg we can travel. So we are not only looking for volunteer drivers, but also people who are open to the idea of us bringing the van and having the residents visit them where they are. So perhaps, you know, if somebody has a really nice garden.
Or we can, horses.
Or, yep, we've taken folks to... Animals? Yeah, we've taken folks to pet the horses at a family. I don't think you'd call it a farm, but yeah. And so we would definitely welcome anyone who would want to invite us to stop by and maybe come on board and chat with the residents for a bit and socialize.
And for drivers, do they need a commercial driver's license?
So in order to drive, you have to do the official volunteer training. And then you want to talk about Hoopy's training, Max, since you're a van driver?
I am a van driver. Yeah. So it was a quick 4-hour course, and she kind of runs through everything that you would do to check the vehicle before driving off, and then progressively through the 4-hour period, driving back and forth and reversing parking. And, the parking and just making sure everything works right and how to lift someone and what to do. She also doesn't actually add in the part for the lift, so that would be
a... go over.
Yeah, we would check you in for that and make sure you know what you're doing and... clip everybody in.
Yeah.
So it doesn't sound too intense. It's attainable to probably a lot of people.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's, like I said, Wednesdays and Saturdays from 1:30 to 3:30. So we're hoping we can get a few more folks on board with that so we can take people out more often, do some impromptu outings.
It's probably a lot easier with a nice weather, too.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a little dicey. We don't do the van rides when the road conditions are bad during the winter. So summer, we try to get them out as much as possible.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for all that great information. Is there anything that you'd like to add or let people know about long-term care and the activities that we haven't talked about?
Sure. I have a couple things to mention. We're always looking for people who have pets with a great temperament to come and visit. And that involves just coming and having a meeting with me, writing a quick care plan, and making sure that they are up to date on their vaccinations. So we have that. And if anybody's interested in doing that, you can contact us at the Activities Department, 772-4291, and enter the extension 5747.
Yep. Awesome. Max, this has been really exciting.
Did you have anything to add?
Not anything to add.
Okay.
Well, thanks so much, Yana and Max, for your time.
Thank you, Angela.
And we'll do PMC Live again next month.